How tough is it to defend someone like Mariota who can run the same way like Deshaun can with that running back?
It makes it tough, definitely, because you have to account for the quarterback as well. He can't. It's not like he can be in, you know, like a cover five or something like that, because they'll take off and run. Yeah. So you have to have discipline, run lanes. Can't run by the guy or anything like that. And so you've got to take his ability into a factor as far as game planning and stuff.
How much does the game plan actually change, you know, versus the first 3 weeks you have predominantly pocket passers, right? Mm-hmm. How much does the game plan change, or is it not much of a tweak?
It changes quite a bit, just to make sure we understand exactly how they're going to scheme things up and use his ability as far as what they're doing to game plan for us this week.
What about those two running backs? So they got a couple guys that can hit you with the pressure at all times. I mean, how much of a challenge does that present?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's like a double-headed monster, of course, with Murray and Henry. And so Murray, he's very patient. He could break off a couple yards and thing in the run game and things like that, and he's very physical as well. And so Henry, he's another physical bruising back as well. Loves the stiff arm and all that. You can't go up top; you got to hit him low. And so we'll be very cognizant of that.
Were you happy about the way you guys are getting to the quarterback the last 8 quarters? Just overall, everybody's coming from all over the line.
Yeah. I mean, we do a lot of good stuff. We got a lot of guys who are very. Very good at their job as far as like pass rushing and things like that with JJ, JD, B-Mag, myself, things like that. And so we just got to be able to continue those things on. But it starts with the first and second down, stopping the run, things of that nature.
When you guys had so much movement from start of training camp, obviously being at the Greenbrier and going out to New Orleans, being displaced in Dallas, have a couple games on the road to start the season. Now you get 3 in a row at home. How important is that to kind of help you guys get in a groove? Starting with a division opponent here.
And it's very important. It feels good to be back at home, be in front of the fans, and in a way, redeem ourselves as far as, with our season opener and stuff and things of that nature. And so can't wait to get back in front of fans and give them something to cheer about and, for the next 3.
Yeah. Is that something that's meaningful at this point, like that you guys will talk about like prior to the game, the fact that you let one get away in the season opener and that you got to get it, especially with who it's against?
I mean, we're well past that. We've understood exactly what, we put a product out there that wasn't us. And so, man, luckily we had a time to a quick turnaround to actually get that bad taste out of their mouths. And so we're rocking and rolling right now. Unfortunately, we lost the last one. And so we're looking to win inside our division, which is very, very important. And definitely, again, get up in this race for the playoffs and everything.
I think the mood of the locker room seems to be different after the Jacksonville loss as opposed to this New England loss. Do you guys feel like you guys are almost there to clicking to get where you guys want to be?
Yeah, I mean, yes, definitely. We played hard, honestly. I mean, it wasn't pretty at times and things like that. But, coming out for that Patriots game, we knew what we had. Could have sealed the game away. Unfortunately, we weren't great in those key critical moments, and so we'll do better at that, practice it, rep it, and be better for it come these next games.
With every game, obviously, in the NFL season is important, but at this point, this Titans game, it takes on a little bit more importance with the way the season has started. You don't want to fall 0-2 in the division to start it off. Just some thoughts on that.
Yeah, definitely. The division, like I said, the division is very, very important. Going against a divisional opponent, you want to be a guy or a team that wins their division and gives you the best chance of success to make it into the playoffs. And so it begins this weekend, and we're already 0-1 within a division. So we want to change that, be right back at top with Tennessee, and continue from there.